This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The often divided Chicago City Council found some rare common ground yesterday. That was on an effort to ban January 6th's insurrectionists from city employment. The council voted 44-3 in support of the measure, but it wasn't without some debate. Conservative Alderman Nick Spazzato opposed the ban, even as he colorfully denounced the rioters.
I wish I could talk to all 2,500 of them and just slap them in the face and say, you're a real idiot. But the 1,000 that were just trespassing, we're going to ruin somebody's life.
Alderman Andre Vasquez argued banning insurrectionists from employment is a no-brainer and ended his speech on a sarcastic note.
So I guess we'll go for a vote and see who's pro or anti-domestic terrorism.
The measure is meant to ban even those who've been pardoned. In other city council news, the Chicago City Council has declined to create an earlier blanket curfew for young people downtown as it continues to deliberate how to address so-called teen takeovers. Alderman Brian Hopkins wanted to revive his proposal that would have implemented an 8 p.m. curfew for kids downtown, 2 hours earlier than other areas of his city. But Hopkins is now working on a compromise that would allow police to implement snap curfews when needed. A nearly three-year upswing in Chicago robberies has ended. The city's robberies had been trending down for decades. Starting in late 2021, however, they started creeping back up. It seemed related to the pandemic, which disrupted youth programming, violence interruption, and policing. The robberies got media attention, but there were not nearly as many as in the early 2000s. And suddenly, the surge ended. Since last July, every month has had a double-digit drop in robberies compared to the previous year. A WBEZ analysis shows the first 3 months of 2025 had the fewest robberies of any quarter in decades. Chicago violent crime in general is also heading down. It's part of a national trend. Dozens of Chicago History Museum employees and supporters of the local AFSCME union protested at the museum yesterday. I was there, and here's my story. They were protesting what they say is the wrongful firing of four employees in retaliation for voting to form a union. Museum employee Nell McEwen has been active in the unionization efforts. She says she was formally disciplined several days after the vote for allowing a museum donor to enter before opening hours.
It's good donor relations and good courtesy to let someone in out of the cold when she's older and frail. But in this case, I believe that the discipline was given because of the unionization.
AFSCME filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board. The Chicago History Museum declined to comment. Nearly half a dozen Democrats could run for Cook County Assessor in next year's primary. Incumbent Fritz Kagi and other hopefuls made their pitch yesterday to the county's Democratic Party as they seek its endorsement. The assessor determines property values for tax purposes. Kagi rattled off his accomplishments and talked about what he wants to do next.
First of all, let's keep our office fair, ethical, and transparent. Second, let's focus on reducing the disparities that exist, which fall too heavily on our average homeowner. And let's focus on increasing predictability. That'll increase investment and lower tax rates for everybody.
Cook County Board of Review Commissioner Samantha Steele is one potential challenger to Kagi. So are Dana Pointer and Tim Burris. And Lyons Township Assessor Patrick Hines criticized Kagi for undervaluing hundreds of properties by nearly $500 million in the 2023 tax year. Some more things you should know today. The leader of the Illinois State Board of Education is pushing back against the Trump administration's demand for states to eliminate DEI programming in public schools. Washington has threatened to withhold some federal funds from states that don't comply. In a board meeting yesterday, State Education Superintendent Tony Sanders said the Department of Education does not have the legal authority to cut these funds. Sanders said about 10% of funding for Illinois schools comes from federal sources. The University of Illinois is suing the federal government over a cap on energy grants. This comes after the Department of Energy announced it plans to cut university research grants for indirect administrative and facility costs down to 15%. The department argues that will halt what it calls inefficient spending. The U of I system and 8 other schools joined a lawsuit with the Association of American Universities. According to the suit, U of I is one of the largest recipients of DOE funding. Today's weather, there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, and the high will be 64. Tonight, there's a chance of rain with a low of 53. Tomorrow should be cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of rain again and a high near 80 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.